I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This is VPR News. The Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics says that among the nation's cities, Vermont's lone metropolitan area has the third lowest unemployment rate in the country. At 2.4%, unemployment in the Burlington-South Burlington metro area trails only Ames, Iowa, and Lincoln, Nebraska. VPR's Steve Zinn reports on what's behind that low figure.
The Burlington-South Burlington labor market actually includes all of Chittenden County and adjacent towns in four other counties. The fact the jobless rate is half that of the state average means there are plenty of jobs to go around and few in the labor force are unemployed. University of Vermont economist Art Wolf says the labor force isn't growing much, so it doesn't take a lot of job creation to bring the unemployment rate down.
So it's a combination of an economy that's doing okay growth-wise, but an economy that also doesn't have much population growth. And I think the demographic part of it is probably more important than the economic part.
The on-the-ground result, Wolf says, is a buyer's market for job seekers.
It means really good things for people looking to find jobs because they're easy to come by. It's going to be a tough time for an employer to try to find workers. It either means they're going to have to offer a higher wage, or it means they're going to have to go elsewhere to get that activity done. Maybe they'll just outsource that type of job.
Tom Cavett, the Vermont legislature's economist, is more sanguine about the situation.
The fact that it's third lowest in the country is great news. There are plenty of pockets in the state where it's not doing well, but Burlington metro area is doing quite well, and a low unemployment rate is a reflection of a lot of good things happening.
Cavett says employers realize they need to increase wages when unemployment is low, so they're able to compete with companies here and out of state. But Tom Torty, CEO and president of the Lake Champlain Regional Chamber of Commerce, says that's difficult when salaries offered in other places can be much higher.
Combine that with the high cost of living here, and it's very hard to attract large numbers of employees.
Torty says in Chittenden County, there's a revolving door effect as companies hire from each other to fill positions.
Companies, by necessity, begin poaching employees from other companies.
For firms that aren't adding large numbers of employees, the problem isn't as acute. Tammy Bushell is human resources manager at Edlin Company in Burlington, which makes commercial kitchen appliances. Most job openings there are the result of someone retiring.
I posted a position Wednesday at 4, and within a half an hour, I had 13 applicants, and I've had 8 people walk in my door today.
Bushell says Edlin is a beneficiary of the revolving door effect. Because it only runs a daytime production shift, she says the company attracts workers who are in second or third shifts elsewhere and make less than Edlin pays.
You know, I think it's a pretty good wage. It's not, you know, it's definitely not a livable wage when it comes to living in Burlington. We start people out no less than $12 an hour. They progressively have an opportunity to move up relatively quickly.
The low jobless rate in the Burlington-South Burlington metro area might make it appear that everyone's doing well financially. But Tom Torty, who also serves on the boards of the Committee on Temporary Shelter and Hunger Free Vermont, says homelessness and food insecurity among working families are growing problems.
People have jobs. That's a good thing. Many of those jobs, the wages are not keeping up with the very, very high cost of living in this area.
Torty says more affordable housing is key to helping those families already working in the Burlington area and attracting workers from out of state to join Vermont's labor force. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zend.